Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast platform. Today we have a fantastic guest. He's a native of Cleveland, Ohio. He's currently there. He's getting ready for his pro day, but it's Herb Walker Jr. from Morgan State, fantastic running back. And before we talk to him, I just want to let you know, this kid oozes of potential, and we got to see glimpses of all of it at the collegiate level, but I really, really think we're going to see his best days forward at that next level. But with that said, Herb, welcome to the show. Can you believe your time as a Bears kind of come and gone, and now you're working to get yourself, you know, into the National Football League?
Oh, it's kind of bittersweet. I love my time at Morgan, but I'm excited to start my new journey to pursue my dreams and going to the NFL.
Nice. I mean, dating back to the times you were a young kid, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, did you play? And if so, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Well, I started when I was 7. I was always eager to play. My dad used to always tell me stories, always playing down the man with friends in the neighborhood, and I was always outshining them guys, so I always knew I would have, and that grew passion in me to want to play football.
Nice, nice. And so from a young age, you probably did a lot of good things with the ball in your hand that you continued to do so, but growing up, kind of start taking us through that high school level. I'm sure you probably played multiple positions, but how did you kind of, you know, home in on the running back position? And then what other schools were looking at you during your high school days?
I only had one offer coming out of high school, and that was Morgan State. And I was in debt myself then to that school. That was the only school that gave me an opportunity. I played safety a little bit. I didn't really play that much of both sides when I got to my junior and senior year. I mostly focused on my position. I knew I was going to go to college for, and I was playing running back. I played a little bit of slot. Basically trying to show that I'm versatile and to show my hands, punt return, kick return. That was about it.
Nice, man. I cannot believe you. I can't believe you got one on. That's amazing to think of all the schools out there. Man, somebody dropped the ball when this kid was going through high school. Once again, Herb Walker Jr., Morgan State standout here on the C2P as we talk some draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you guys know it's a free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. So you arrive at Morgan State. I mean, you have instant success. I mean, you're even on the Walter Payton watch list. I mean, what was it like, your college journey? Because you had some bumps in the road with grades and everything, but you ended up coming out on top. But, I mean, what was it like just kind of getting through it, and what was it like? I guess probably bittersweet, you know, when you knew the time was about to end and you weren't going to be able to play college football. But just kind of take us through that collegiate journey.
I had some trying times, as we talked about, but it was a great learning experience, and it built a lot of character there. I met a lot of great people, learned a lot of things, and basically built my football knowledge, because going into college, I didn't know cover 2, cover 4, with the fronts, what they had to do, the blocking scheme. I was just out there running in high school. So when I got to college, just learning more about the game and learning more and more from the coaches just merely made me want to pursue this as my career, and this is what I want to do.
That's right. What does it sink in for you, Herb? I mean, you know, I mean, all you guys, none of you lack confidence. Everybody wants to make it to Sunday to play. But, I mean, when do you kind of start getting the sense that, you know what I'm doing here at the college level, I mean, I can take this to the next level. Maybe teammates, coaches say, hey, you know, we see some things that we don't see in a lot. I mean, how do you kind of get that sense?
That I can play in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you heard of Cleveland Glenville, but a lot of people I played with went to the NFL, and I just knew, like, I played with a lot of them guys, and they made it there, and I was right at the top with them guys, so I just knew back then, like, I can play with these guys. They suit up just like God. They work, had the same 24 hours that I do, so I knew if I put in the work that and I got a chance, I can do something special with it.
Definitely. I think that'll be a 30 for 31 day. With all the kids that have come out. I'm serious, man. I mean, shout out to ESPN right now. I mean, that's 30 for 30. We're gonna be watching in not too near future. For you, I mean, I ask every guy that comes on this show. I mean, if we put you in the film room with some scouts, they're breaking down game tape. What are they gonna love about you when they look at you and they say, "Herb, we got to use a pick on you"? Why are they gonna do it?
Just the fact that I'm 5'6", I got power and great footwork and the ability to run through tackles, and I'm great with zone and blocking. People don't know how small I am. They think I don't like to block, and I love it. I love cut blocking. I like flipping people years over. And I like using my hands. So any way I can contribute, I love just touching the ball and making things happen.
Nice. And I agree with that. I think that they look at size, but you might be shorter, but you're not lacking power or the ability to kind of put somebody on their rear. Yeah, I definitely agree there.
Yeah, 5'6", 190. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's it. I mean, you got that little bit of that bowling ball, man. I'm a smaller guy, so I always root for a small guy. I ain't gonna lie. So, like I said, I got your back, but how about, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I ask this because sometimes the offensive system you run, maybe you can't showcase certain things. Maybe you were a team leader. Maybe you're a film room junkie, weight room warrior. Mm-hmm. Herb, what are some of the things that scouts can't see on film that, you know, if they tune in and listen, that they should know about?
Really, that I'm a workhorse and I'm going to push whoever is around me. I'm more of a show by action type of guy. I'm work my tail off, push the guys. Even if I'm not more as vocal, I'm going to push on. Hey, we got to get this ready. No, I'm going to beat you on this one right here. Just pushing my teammates, just trying to get them better, just trying to make the team better. I can say I'm not selfish, no type of selfishness about. I want to see everybody on my team succeed, and I just want to win. And my passion for the game is crazy, and I just want to get that shot.
Now, I can kind of sense it during the show. I mean, you seem like you do have a lot of rah-rah excitement. I mean, on the field, I mean, I know you're not out of control, but I mean, kind of take us through the huddle. I mean, it seems like you bring, is it fair to say you bring a ton of energy to the huddle?
People look up at Morgan. I would say they look for me to make the big plays, and that's what I like at there. And I didn't really talk. I'm not a big trash talker. I like to let my play do the talking.
Nice, nice. But you definitely seem like you have a good charisma to kind of lead men. And, I mean, that's what coaches want. You know, a guy that, you know, they don't have to pay coaches money to be the coach on the field and kind of get that out of them. Once again, Herb Walker Jr., Morgan State standout running back, here on the C2P talking some NFL draft, finding what this young man brings to the table. Because he could be suiting up for your favorite team in a not too, in 6 months, you know, training camp will be starting and these guys will all be in pads, getting their work in. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you kind of say, "Hey, when I watch the NFL,
I get a lot of the short comparisons. You know, the Derek Sproles and what's the other one from the Chargers? I get a lot of the short, but I don't watch a lot of NFL football. That's to be surprising. Everybody be like, "How are you so good? You know what?" I just try to take bits and pieces out of the great athletes and implement it to my game. But I've been watching recently the Vikings, the Jared McKinnon. I can see I got a little comparison to him. He got a lot of quickness and he's light on his toes, and I like his game.
Yeah, Jarek, and then you talk about, man, I remember him coming out, boy, was he. I mean, he played quarterback and everything. And I mean, that kid was a versatile, tall kid. And not to get off subject, but it could be interesting because he'll be a free agent. With Dalvin Cook and Murray, it's going to be interesting to see what he does. But, again, I don't want to get off topic. This is the Herb Walker show, and that's all we're going to talk about is Herb Walker Jr. from Morgan State here on the C2P. For you, I mean, talk about your training. You said you're what, 5'6", 190. I know you can't change your height, but is that weight right where you kind of want to be in terms of pro day workouts and everything that comes with being, you know, in terms of your combine prep?
I like this weight I'm at right now at 190, but everyone is telling me I need to be a little bit lighter so I can get my 40 down. I'm at like a 4 or 5 flat right now. I'm trying to get it down to at least a 4.3, 4.4. But I like this weight as a game weight. I feel like I'm solid. I can take the pound, and I like playing at 190.
Yeah, definitely. And let me ask you. I mean, trust me, you're not going to be the first guy that comes on the show, but, I mean, is it kind of bizarre knowing that you have to start worrying about cone drills, the L drill, you know what I mean, vertical 40, you know, it's just kind of like watch the tape, that'll tell you. But is it kind of weird knowing that you have to do this? Like, I mean, you all have to do it, but it's just kind of weird that they're going to put so much emphasis on, you know, how fast you maybe hit the cones or how fast you run 40 yards.
Nah, I've been doing this all my life. Cone drills, I've been doing this every day since I was 11 years old, so there's no pressure to me. I just want to go out there and prove myself.
Definitely, definitely. Well, hey, man, you're going to get that shot. And I know we were talking earlier. When is your pro day?
It's in March, the end of March.
Okay.
My agent, Doug,
literally
is trying to. Yeah, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, definitely. And Doug, I've known Doug a long time. He does a fantastic job. What are your thoughts on Doug?
Oh, he's very professional, and I can't wait to get to working with him.
Yeah, you got a good one, man. Like I said,
yeah.
You know, there's some. I know a lot of guys, but Doug is definitely one of the better gentlemen you're gonna find out there. Honest and true.
Yeah.
And he spoke very highly. Let me tell you. I mean, he was excited to tell me about Herb Walker Jr. I'm gonna tell you that. Who's enthusiastic?
Yeah,
he's
friends, man.
With
he's friends with my high school. I mean, my college coach. Lee Hall, the year I broke a lot of records at Morgan, I was the leading rusher that year. That's how I got in contact with Doug Lilly, through Lee Hall. My year I broke a lot of records and was the leading rusher that year, and that's how I got in contact with him.
Definitely, that's cool stuff. Like I said, Doug does it the right way, and you are good hands. Once again, Herb Walker Jr. here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft, the Morgan State Bears standout. Herb, before we let you go, man, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun with you. We always like to shoot some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now this is a weird one because, you know, Ferrier got, you know, fired after the season and then Ernest T. Jones stepped in. But you could pick either one of these guys or both of them. Does anybody do a great impersonation of either one of your former coaches, and would they do it in front of them?
They didn't really do impersonations of each other while I was there, so I wouldn't get judged of that.
And how about this one? Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Well, I'm inviting Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole, all day.
It's a good one, man. And then this one, the final one. Before we let you go, your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you could have any theme or idea painted on there, what would you want to have on there?
Stop the violence, because I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. There's a lot of violence and stuff going on, and killings and homicides. So I just want to encourage the youth to put the guns down and go to school, try to do something positive instead of falling to the peer pressure that's going on in today's society.
Excellent, man. Great response, man. Fantastic, man. Hey, man. Hey, you're making Cleveland proud. You're making Ohio proud. I can't wait to see where you land. I really mean this when I say it. I really do think you got a bright future ahead of you. But with that said, man, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Appreciate it. You too. Be blessed.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Herb Walker Jr. here on the C2P as we're talking some NFL draft. You folks know if you missed any of the show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. It's bio at collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.